the bowl is visually dominant, so players naturally assign it enormous tonal importance. It is important, but not always in the way casual explanations suggest. It should not be imagined as a violin body or guitar soundboard whose main job is to amplify string vibration. Anderson and Rossin report that the kettle raises the frequency of the lowest symmetric mode, fine-tunes some higher modes, and, most importantly, acts as a baffle. A baffle separates sound radiation from the two sides of a vibrating surface and reduces cancellation, changing what leaves the instrument and reaches the listener. The bowl also defines the enclosed air volume. Christian and colleagues model the kettle as a rigid cylinder of equivalent volume, while comparing measured and calculated modal behavior, which is one reason careful analysis should emphasize bowl volume and enclosed air behavior before making sweeping claims about parabolic, hemispheric, or cambered shape by itself. That does not mean shape is irrelevant. Shape is tied to volume, depth, aperture, bearing edge geometry, wall thickness, suspension method, and historical design practice. It means that bowl shape is often a shorthand for a whole construction package rather than a single independent cause. Fleischer's later work gives an important caution about the word resonator. In measurements of a complete instrument, the head dominated the low frequency motion. At low frequencies, the head amplitude was estimated to be about 100 times greater than the bowl amplitude, and even around 1 kHz, the difference was still about a factor of 10. Fleischer concluded from those measurements that an active bowl vibration contribution to the musical signal should not be expected in the same way one might expect from a guitar body. The bowl remains essential, but its essentialness lies in air coupling, radiation control, support geometry, and damping, not in acting as the primary sound-producing surface. Material claims require similar care. Copper, fiberglass, and aluminum differ in mass, stiffness, thermal behavior, damping, and manufacturability. The evidence supports the cautious claim that those differences may influence transient response, energy loss, stability, and the way vibrations are transmitted into the frame. It does not support the stronger claim that bowl material alone determines the instrument's pitch quality or tonal identity. In a well-reasoned explanation, material is one variable in the coupled system rather than the master cause of the sound. Fleischer's with bowl and without bowl experiments also complicate any simple claim that the kettle merely adds resonance. Removing the kettle changed the decay times of the pitch-forming partials. In the low and middle ranges, some partials decayed more slowly without the kettle. While high-tuning behavior could differ, the better teaching point is that the bowl changes the balance among radiation, air loading, and damping. Depending on register and mode, it can help define pitch behavior, alter decay, and suppress or redirect radiation from the underside of the head.